Welcome to the podcast, Restore Yourself, Restore Your Marriage, where it's all about discovering the thoughts that get you in the mode, the thoughts that get you out of the mode, and how creating a deeper connection with yourself creates a deeper connection with your spouse. I'm your coach, Shelley Anderson, coaching you through life, love, and intimacy. This is episode number 193. Intimacy's exciting Easter egg hunt. Yes. Let's add something fun, new, and exciting to this concept of intimacy. This is not always an easy topic, is it? But we have just finished Easter, and all the Easter things are on sale at the stores, right? All the leftovers, all the goodies, all the extra plastic eggs. And so I was like, why not take advantage of this? And let's do something fun and interesting. Spring and Easter is the time of new life, of renewal, and bringing something new to the table and reflecting on this concept of new life, right? Especially out in nature. We can see spring taking place. We can see this shift moving towards new life. The things that were dormant and asleep are now being awakened, right? And this is also true for intimacy. And I really want to point out, especially for women's desire. Often I love to use the term dormant desire for women, right? Sometimes it's there. The desire for intimacy exists. It's available to us in our body, but often it's asleep. And we often don't know how to awaken it. And if women don't know how to awaken their dormant desire within themselves, their husband probably does not know how to do that either. So we're going to talk about this. And a lot of times when we think about the concept of renewal, sometimes we can think like, oh, I need to renew a commitment. And this is an excellent thing to have in our mind, an excellent concept, an excellent goal, right? To renew our commitments to our marriage, to staying loyal to one another, supporting the institution of marriage and trying to improve things. But we also want to make sure that we are not staying committed to old, ineffective ways of doing things, especially when it comes to intimacy. So I want you to just take 1 minute and really reflect. Have your past attempts with intimacy been effective? And if not, perhaps that is something we do not want to renew. We do not want to renew old habits that are not beneficial to us and not serving us in a positive way. But we can still stay committed. We can recommit ourselves to the marriage, to improving things, to one another. But what if we also added a new element, right? We can still stay committed. We can renew our commitment to one another, but we can also recommit to say, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try a coach approach to intimacy. I'm going to try to start thinking new thoughts about intimacy, a new way of doing things, right? Now, this can be very fun and exciting. And so I want to just talk about some of the challenges that really do come up with intimacy and why that could really take away from our fun, our excitement, our enjoyment, our pleasure regarding intimacy. So I want you to just imagine for a minute, this perfect Easter egg, right? I want you to imagine what it would look like, what the decorations would be like on the outside, how it would be adorned. I want you to imagine the goodies that you would discover on the inside. What would that look like for you? In your most perfect Easter egg that you could find what would be inside of it? What would be the ingredients that would bring you so much excitement, so much happiness when you open it up and you're like, yes, this is what I wanted. This is what I was hoping would be inside, right? And I want you to imagine that this Easter egg is full, like to the top, like it's about ready to burst. It's not like there's just like one little drop of something in there, one little goodie. I want you to imagine it is the best. It's the most full, the most fulfilling Easter egg ever. What would that look like for you? And now I want you to take that idea and really apply it to intimacy. I want you to imagine an Easter egg that is an intimacy Easter egg. What would be inside? What would be the ingredients that if you were to find it, you would be like, yes, this is what I was hoping would be in this intimacy Easter egg. This is what I want. This is what I've been looking for. I've been on the hunt. And look how full it is of all the things, all the ingredients that I was hoping would be inside, right? What would the outside of that intimate Easter egg experience look like? What are the fun little adornments and decorations that would make it even that much better? I want you to really think about that. Allow your brain to really dive into that concept. And I want you to imagine that this Easter egg is representative of all the pleasure and enjoyment and fulfillment that is possible in one sexually intimate experience, right? And inside are all the ingredients. It's what's available. But I want you to imagine this full Easter egg. And if you're able to enjoy all the ingredients inside, you're like, yes, this is going to be the most pleasurable, most rewarding, most meaningful intimate experience that I could have. I want you to really make that connection. And I want you to imagine now that that Easter egg, that intimacy Easter egg is out in your backyard and it's been hidden and you are about to go on an Easter egg hunt and you are on the search. You are on the hunt for this awesome intimacy Easter egg. Okay, so you're going. And I want you to imagine now that there are also a ton of other Easter eggs that are also fun and colorful and exciting and you're grabbing them on your hunt and you're opening them up and you're realizing, no, these are not the right ones, right? These are half empty, or some of them are empty altogether. Some of them have candies that you don't like, experiences that you don't like, ingredients that you don't like, and you're constantly getting disappointed with all these other Easter eggs that you're opening up, experiencing, finding, and saying, this is not cutting it. This is not doing it for me. Where is that golden Easter egg that I'm looking for? I'm still looking for it. And you keep looking because you know that when you find it, you are really tapping into the potential. You are on the hunt for what is possible for you. You know that there is more to be discovered and experienced in your intimate relationship. And you are on the hunt for that. You are looking for it. You're going after it. And that is a good thing, because when we're on an Easter egg hunt and we think that we're going to be able to find that egg that is going to be so enjoyable, that's a fun thing to do, right? That's exciting. We're able to be filled with hope and the feeling of discovery, right? That adventure. And this can fill us with a lot of fun and excitement and motivation to go after it, to keep searching. We look in all types of places for Easter eggs, right? We're willing to walk, to lift up, you know, rocks, or look under, you know, objects that are out in the garden or whatever. We're constantly being willing to put in the effort to search for the egg that we really want. Now, want you to imagine that in this Easter egg, right, that it represents 100% of all the joy, all the satisfaction and pleasure that is possible in just one sexual experience with your spouse. I want you to imagine that, right? This represents 100% of pleasure that is possible. And how much pleasure can be experienced in one intimate encounter by the husband and by the wife? How much pleasure is possible in this egg that can be experienced by each spouse? And I want to throw out a number at you and really grab onto this. The percentage of pleasure possible between a husband and a wife, 90% of all pleasure possible in an intimate experience belongs to the wife, right? And that's according to the biology, right? How many nerve endings are in the body parts, the genitals, and 10% is reserved for the husband, right? With how many nerve endings are in the penis, right? The potential for pleasure for women is way higher than it is for the husband in the same sexual experience. Okay, I really want you to think about that number. 90% of all possible pleasure in the experience is made for the woman, and 10% is made for the husband in this total experience. Okay. But this is not what is happening in reality at all. This is not happening. And this is why on this treasure hunt, we start to see the women lose interest. She keeps finding all these empty Easter eggs. It becomes disappointing. It becomes frustrating. The motivation to keep searching for empty eggs starts to take over, right? We don't want to keep doing that. We're coming up short. We're not finding that Easter egg that we know is out there and is available to us. And this is very true with intimacy. So we are not tapping into what is actually available and possible for women in the sexual experience. This is why we are getting so frustrated, right? Why the wives are, and why we start to become a little bit apathetic, and our desire to keep searching for something that has not been fulfilling starts to dwindle. It goes back into sleep mode, right? Our desire for intimacy becomes dormant again. So with this frustration, with this disappointment, we are going to become less motivated to go back out and start the hunt again. So we really need to pay attention to those numbers and say, hey, wait a minute. I really need to find that golden Easter egg. We really need to tap into this. And so I propose, and I would love to offer to everybody listening, both husbands and wives, that we have a new type of Easter egg hunt. Yes, one that is rooted in the missing ingredients for intimacy. What? Yes, this can be so fun. And there's no limits to this. I'm going to give you a couple ideas, but let your imagination run wild, right? Go to the store, go to the dollar store, or use leftover Easter eggs from your kids. Get 3 Easter eggs. Make sure they're empty. We're going to create a little treasure hunt here. And there's 2 ways we can do this. For the wives, if your desire for intimacy has been low, sleeping, or dormant, then what I would like for you to do is to really consider taking each of these 3 Easter eggs and writing something in it, a missing ingredient for intimacy. Okay? You can write it in whatever way you want. You can make this fun. You can make it intriguing. You can make it funny. However you would like to do that, I want you to write down at least one thing in each Easter egg that you actually want to experience with intimacy. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be something related to music or the environment or being more romantic. It could be that you want more candles lit. It could be that you want to experience more loving affection before the intimate experience. It could be that you want to stare into each other's eyes more than you have been. It could be that you really desire a little more flirting or foreplay, more time in foreplay. It could be that you really want some more time spent on the arousal flower, moving through the different categories, the six categories, or maybe you want to try a new lubrication. Women can advocate for their experience in this fun way by creating a little Easter egg hunt for your husband. This is such an awesome way to advocate for yourself and the things that have been missing in the sexual experience for yourself. And we're going to be able to maybe flip these numbers, these percentages, the 90% possibilities for women of pleasure. But let's talk about what's actually happening. They're only experiencing 10% of the pleasure that is possible in a sexual experience with their spouse, which means the husband is experiencing 90% of the pleasure. And women are at a 10, and I would even beg to differ. It's probably less than that. When clients come to me, it is way less than 10%. They are enjoying intimacy like at a 1%. So no wonder women don't want to keep going back for sex that sucks. They are not enjoying the experience. There are missing ingredients. And so this is something we can do in a fun way to really have this discussion. It's also a way to communicate in a way that is fun. So hide these Easter eggs wherever you want, either in the house, around the house, outside the house, or maybe somewhere else in a totally different location, and have your hubby go look for them. Right? A sexy Easter egg hunt. And when he finds them and opens them up, this can bring such an awesome opportunity for discussion, brainstorming, and plans to implement them, right? In such a fun way. I love this. I love this. Now, from the husband's perspective, if you know that your wife's desire for intimacy is dormant, you can do the same thing, right? You can get some Easter eggs and you can write questions in them, right? So that you can get to know your wife more in this area. This is going to be a discovery process. Sometimes men just are like, hey, women, let's go back to the caveman days and let's just pretend that we don't need to have discussions about anything. And we just need to get to the business of making the babies, the procreation. Let's get to it. We want to skip over the discussions, right? But this is a fun way to put the discussion back in, because we do not live in caveman days. And so we need to do and really embrace the age that we live in and everything that's available to us and new ways of thinking, higher ways of thinking, not these primal, primitive, low brain attempts. We need to use the higher part of our brain. So in each of your Easter eggs, you could ask a question. And when your wife finds the Easter eggs that you hide for her, she will read the question and then you guys can have a discussion about it. And again, brainstorm and find ways to implement the things that she answers. So you could, one question a husband could ask in the Easter egg is, what's one emotional ingredient that has been missing from intimacy that you would like to have included? What's one emotional ingredient? Oh, your wife's probably going to like that question. Another question is, what's the number one stressor that really limits your desire to be intimacy? What can we do about your number one stressor? Let's work on it. Let's come up with a plan. Maybe it's just the house being dirty and it takes up too much brain space. Like, let's work on that. And the third question is, what's your idea of the most romantic, intimate evening together? Women usually like romance. And sometimes when we're talking about sex and intimacy, it can be easy to forget the romance aspect as a very motivating, very awakening ingredient. And so maybe your wife would like to talk about the romance a little bit as a way to really draw the desire to come back out and to the surface and make her feel alive. And then talk about how to create those things together, right? That is such a fun discussion. So as we do this, if you're the wife and you are able to create this Easter egg hunt, this is going to allow you to advocate for yourself and for the pleasure that is possible for you in the intimate experience. And it's going to allow you to do that in a fun way. And it's going to really allow you to communicate, to advocate for yourself in a fun new way. And sometimes we think that talking about sex can be difficult, and it can. So this is one idea to allow you to communicate in a way that's a little bit maybe less intimidating. It's an easier, more kid-like, right? We're doing it in a fun way with an Easter egg hunt. It's doing something different. If we want different results, we have to do something different. So let's use an Easter egg hunt to communicate about intimacy. And if the husbands are able to create an Easter egg hunt, you're able to bring some fun to the topic of intimacy so it doesn't feel so pressured for your wife, right? It's able to lift some of that. And it's also to bring a sense of genuine curiosity. Like, you're genuinely curious about your wife and how she's experiencing intimacy. And so, husbands, as you're able to create this Easter egg hunt for your wife, you're showing that you actually are thinking about her experience, that you are considering her experience, not just your own, but you really are considering what it's like for her, and you genuinely want to know how to improve things, not just for yourself, right? Not just like, hey, I just want more sex, so let's make it better, but that you're really genuinely curious about her experience and invested, right? Committed that renewal. Let's spring in something new. These new ingredients that perhaps have been missing, let's put them back in to the experience, and let's create something beautiful, something magical and wonderful. That's also fun and exciting, right? We forget that intimacy can be fun. It can be funny. It can be awesome. It can be hilarious. It can be exciting and playful. And sometimes we don't know how to bring that fun and playfulness to intimacy. And so this is such an easy way to do it. So I would love to challenge each of you to really consider having an exciting and fun intimacy Easter egg hunt this week. And if you find that you are struggling with some of these concepts and would really like to gain some clarity on it and do some coaching, get on my website, shelly.andersoncoaching.com. Sign up for a free discovery session with me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's going on and see if coaching is right for you. It really does not take a lot of time to have amazing, effective results. Let's do this. Because remember, the more you restore this type of intimacy with yourself, the more you restore it with your spouse. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope you will join me again next week.